Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:13, call it. Rain chance for showers today, just like every summertime day. And I'm watching a game last night, and they showed the shot of, I don't know what point it was, of the overhead clouds. And it was like some layered gray clouds. Little did I know it would portend what it is that turned out to be with the LSU-UCLA game. And with that, we welcome in Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I wish we'd have gotten this game in last night and LSU had won and moved on, because it gets... First of all, let's recap what happened last night so far up until the fourth inning, where we stand now.
Well, LSU's leading 5-3. They got off to a rough start last night. Anthony Ianson gives up three runs in the first inning. He wasn't hit particularly hard. I mean, there was one ball that was hit pretty well out into left field, but you had a couple infield singles there. You had another basically a grounder that found a hole through the left side of the infield. And UCLA, what is their strength, especially offensively, is they just put the bat on the ball. They don't strike out a ton, and they made some contact on Ianson, and they were able to score three runs. But give a lot of credit to LSU for responding. The Jared Jones three-run home run had, I would imagine, LSU fans jumping up and down. That was a big, big blast from Jared Jones. They needed to respond because, let's face it, it's just hard to score runs in Omaha. Not only is the ballpark spacious, but the pitching is really good. And for them to respond the way they did, I mean, it's just an outstanding first inning there to score four runs, a true mark of a championship team to respond the way that they did. And considering Jared Jones had struck out five times in his five at-bats on Saturday, it was pretty impressive. And then, you know, Ianson settled in. Luis Hernandez gets an RBI single, and then here comes the thunderstorms. And, you know, it was pretty – I know it was kind of weird, because even the TV broadcast, and really nobody was mentioning the fact that rain was on the way. Maybe they were thinking, if we don't talk about it, it won't happen. But it was pretty clear at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, even a little earlier than that, because they had issued a severe thunderstorm watch for the Omaha area until 10 o'clock. It actually got extended till midnight. But it was pretty clear about an hour, hour and a half before game time, that they were going to hit some weather at about 8 o'clock. And it actually came a little bit earlier. And it begs the question, if this game was played in Baton Rouge, and where Jay Johnson has a little bit more of a say of things, would this game even have started? I think that's a question to be asked, and we'll never get the answer as far as the conversations that are made or discussed or what happens. But I would imagine, you know, ESPN has a big say on what happens at this point. And ESPN says, look, it's 6 o'clock, it's dry, let's play. And so that's probably what ended up happening. And now here you are. You're not going to bring back Anthony Ianson today, so you got to figure out the final six innings here with somebody else or multiple pitchers. But LSU does have the lead 5-3.
So what does LSU do pitching now wise?
Well, there's options. There's no doubt about that. I think if you're Jay Johnson, and this is how he approaches every game, he approaches that game to win it. So you can't sit there and say, well, maybe I'll start this guy because in case we lose, we may need this guy for tonight. Because the loser of today's game has to play again tonight against Arkansas. The way Jay Johnson approaches things, and I'm sure this is the way he looks at it, I have a 2-run lead now. I need to get through these final six innings. Let's win this game so we don't have to play again until Wednesday night. Let's stay in the winner's bracket. So in my mind, the approach there would be to go with Cason Evans. Now, UCLA has, I think, 6 left-handed batters in the lineup. Going with a guy like Cooper Williams for a couple innings might not be a bad idea either. So to me, I think it's between those two guys. Maybe Zach Cowan, but Cowan has not been as sharp. Again, I think you're going into this here, throwing everything you got at it to win this game, to avoid having to play again tonight and then have to play again tomorrow night and then Thursday night in order to get to the championship series. So Cason Evans is your best arm available right now. You might as well use him, and he can give you length too. He could go out there and mow down UCLA and get you through the rest of this game without having to use any more pitchers.
Yeah, it would seem like you got to win here. And then talk about, if you would, the complexity with the weather and what's expected this afternoon and what the other games that are scheduled and what that could lead to with LSU.
Well, there's more. There's a pretty good chance for some more showers and thunderstorms today. So this is what's going to happen. Obviously, LSU and UCLA will resume at 10 a.m. The plan is to play the Oregon State-Louisville game at 1 or 1 hour after the conclusion of the LSU-UCLA game. So you're figuring right now LSU-UCLA will take at least 2 hours to play. So you know, they might be pushing it to start that other game at 1. And then, of course, if the Louisville, if everything gets backed up and there's more delays, you know, whoever plays tonight against Arkansas, right now it's scheduled for 6 o'clock, but that game could get pushed back. Now the next few days look pretty dry in Omaha looking at the forecast, but today, again, could be a situation where you get some more severe weather moving through there. And, you know, these things just, as we saw last night, it's not that they move through in 20 minutes and then the sun's back out. Sometimes these Midwest storms, they can linger a little bit, and that's exactly what happened last night.
It's not a mess. It'll do until one gets here. We'll talk about Ianson pitching and when he would be available again. If they lose today, it's just going to be a mess. It's just going to be a mess. Jeff Palermo, our guest, up at WL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, pregame at 9:30 here on WWL, so we'll leave a little bit early. Most of Newell's show is going to be eaten up by the game as they continue the game with UCLA, top of the fourth, UCLA at bat. And who's going to have the ball, Jeff, for LSU?
UCLA will be up at the plate, but we don't know exactly who LSU will pitch. And okay. I'm not sure exactly the timing of when we'll find it out. Maybe within an hour of the first pitch, but it might even be even later than that. It's not like where you have to give out your starting lineup. LSU can really – we'll find out when somebody probably walks out to the bullpen. That'll be the best idea on who will – that's when we'll certainly know who will be the guy.
So the weather for the game to finish with UCLA, to finish the game with UCLA, that's good?
It looks like it's pretty good. I think more of the showers and thunderstorm possibility erupts, in the afternoon, late afternoon, even into early tonight as well.
All right, we'll take a break, pick it up with Jeff Palermo when we come back. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. The LSU will resume their game against UCLA in a little bit more than 2 hours here at, well, 2.5 hours. The pregame starts at 9:30. Jeff, when it comes to Jared Jones, I know he had a tough time against Arkansas, and I was fooling around with the dog last night and watching the game, and I thought I saw something about Jay Johnson working with him. Is that what they were saying or not?
Yeah, yesterday they worked out, not yesterday, that would have been Sunday, right? Yeah, Sunday with LSU during their off day, they worked out at the University of Omaha, and then they had to work out there, and there was video of Jay Johnson sitting in the batting cage with Jared Jones, and the two were just talking, and you know, it was obviously a really a frustrating game on Saturday night to watch Jared Jones go 0 for 5 and 5 strikeouts. So some extra batting practice for Jared Jones, Jay Johnson talking with him, sitting down with him and going over whether a technique, approach, whatever it may be, mindset. And it seemed like it paid off because on the pitch that he hit out, he just waited back on it, and he didn't try to pull it. He just – when you're struggling, what you want to do as a hitter, you want to either hit it to center, and if you're a right-handed hitter, you want to hit it to center or right center field. You want the ball to come in a little bit to you, and so you're not trying to yank it out of the ballpark, and that's exactly what he did. He kind of waited on it and put a really good swing on it, and with the wind blowing in, I didn't know if it had enough distance to get over, and he hit it high too, but the wind didn't matter. It still got over the fence, and it was a really an uplifting moment for the LSU fan base and the LSU baseball team. They really needed Jared Jones to step in at that time, and that's what you see from power hitters even in the major leagues. You know, they could go 0 for 4, 0 for 5, 3 strikeouts one game, and then the next game they hit you a 3-run homer, and that's what they're supposed to do.
But I think it goes to run into them.
Go ahead, Tommy.
I think it goes to Jay Johnson because it's kind of like golf where it gets a little bit off, it gets a little bit away from me, a little bit more, and then before you know it, you're in a rut, and that's why it takes a trained eye to fix it, right?
Well, I think one of the best things about Jay Johnson is that he is very confident in his players, and he constantly talks them up. I mean, you know, Jared Jones can go 0 for 15 with 14 strikeouts, and he would tell you, look, he's had a good season. He's one of the best power hitters in college baseball. He's my guy. Yeah, I might not bat him second in the lineup all the time. Maybe I drop him in the order just to take a little bit of the pressure off of him, or maybe he'll see some different type of pitches if he's batting lower in the order. But he has the ultimate belief in his guys, and I think that really carries over to how his players play.
Real quick, when would Ianson be available again?
So he threw 44 pitches last night. LSU, if they win tonight, they'll play Wednesday. I don't know if he'd be ready Wednesday. He'd be ready probably to pitch out of the bullpen at that point, maybe. Mm-hmm. But if they ended up getting extended to Thursday, I think you would see Ianson again starting.
It's hard to say must win. You know, I mean, I understand everything's a must win, but this really is. It's important that LSU close this game out today.
Especially the fact that you got a 2-run lead. You would hate to see this one slip away. It would be tough to recover from.
Yep, I hope not. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. We'll have the action for you here. About 2 hours from now, 9:30, pregame starts, first pitch, 10 o'clock. Well, the first pitch of the fourth inning at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about some obscure election when we come back right now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time for WWL First News. All right, 743, 17 till 8. Lily Cummings joins us now, WWL Louisiana reporter, to talk about an election that happened over the weekend that we tried to look into and got nowhere. Hey, Lily, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going to happen with you. We always like to watch people advance and grow in their careers. Tell me what's going on with you at Channel 4. I saw something on Twitter.
Yeah, I am being promoted to our weekend morning anchor spot. So my schedule's switching from nights to mornings. So, yeah, I'm excited.
And what time do you have to get up in the morning to do that?
Oh, on the weekends, I think probably maybe 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. It's going to come to your social life a little bit. I don't want to tell you. Hey, let's talk about this soil and conservation district, because I'd never heard about it. There were some questions before the election. We tried to look into it, got nowhere, and then after the election, Helena Moreno said there were some problems. Tell me what we know about this soil and water conservation district. What is it? Do the positions pay? What were you able to find out about this?
Well, first and foremost, we learned, like many people, like yourself, we didn't know exactly what it was either. This is not an election that's run by the Secretary of State, like, you know, typical elections are. But I think first and foremost, what we saw during this, Tommy, was that the power of social media is great. There was a guy who made a video about this election. It got tens of thousands of views, and it really encouraged people to get out and vote. So you had people really excited about coming out. But once they got to the polls on Saturday, a lot of people weren't able to vote. They were running out of ballots. So the district, the Soil and Water Conservation District that oversees our area, says, well, we followed all of the rules set by the board by placing so many paper ballots at 8 different polling locations across our area. So they, when I spoke to them on Sunday when I was doing the story, said, look, we followed all the rules. We're not going to do a redo, even though, like you said, Councilwoman Helena Moreno was asking for a redo because there were so many people who felt like, well, we didn't get to vote. We didn't get to, you know, let our voices be heard in this election. But I think it's important for people to know that they still need to certify these election results. And that is going to be done by the state Soil and Water Conservation Board, and we believe that that's happening today. They meet on the third Tuesday of every month. So it's going to be interesting to see if they certify these election results or not.
I got so many questions. There were paper ballots left unsupervised where people could just take it and vote if they wanted. Is that what you're saying?
No. So once they ran out of paper ballots, they essentially just left a sign on the polling location saying, hey, you know, we ran out of ballots. Sorry, you know, leave your name and address. So a lot of people didn't get to vote at all. They had a set amount of ballots at each polling location, and they ran out very quickly.
So what does this organization do exactly? Do you know?
So what we've learned from looking into this story, because to be completely honest with you, I had never heard of it myself before we started digging into this, they work with landowners to provide resources on conservation efforts, on just sustainability in general. And so this specific seat, the woman who held it, the incumbent, Erica Johnson, She was appointed to her position in 2022. So when I reached out to the district and said, you know, what would you like to say about kind of all the issues that people experience during this election on Saturday, they said, well, first and foremost, we've never even had an election before, because in the decades that this board has existed, they've never had to hold an election. Everyone's either been appointed. I know Erica told me that at one point, you know, a spouse passed away and then the other spouse was just took the spot of that person. So they've never had anyone challenge one of the board seats until now. So that is what happened on Saturday. And obviously we'll see moving forward if the state Conservation Soil and Water Board decides, hey, maybe we need to look at how we run these elections and how these rules and guidelines are set, because I think that they may need to look into that. They've obviously gotten a lot of press, and I think they'll maybe make some changes in the future. We'll see.
Do we know if there's a paid position, this whatever it is, a seat on the water, Crescent Soil and Water Conservation District?
That I'm not entirely sure, Tommy. I would have to look into that a little bit more.
Because I'm just, you know, it just seemed like something, I don't know, something was amiss here. It just seemed like the whole thing was happening in secrecy. And then when the way the election was conducted begged even more questions. Do you know what they do with the Crescent Soil Water Conservation District, exactly what they're charged with doing?
So essentially, it's very, very local. So if any landowner comes to them and says, you know, I need help with resources as far as conservation, or I'm, you know, got something that I want to do on my land as far as farming and things like that, they can help them with that. But I think that, I don't know, it's very interesting to learn about it. And I think folks should maybe visit the state Soil and Water Conservation website, because that explains a lot about it. And then you can kind of see a map of each district, because there's 44 across the state.
So what happens from here?
So from here, I believe today, it being Tuesday, this should be the day that the state board, the Soil and Water Board, meets. And they will be charged with certifying these election results or not. When we reached out to the state to see if they would be certifying it, that wasn't exactly clear. They just said, we know that their meeting is coming up soon, and I guess we'll see if they certify them or not. When I spoke to the local district, the Crescent Soil and Water Conservation District, they told me, look, it's not going to make a difference. We counted the votes, and we just felt like Erica Johnson won by landslide. So they didn't feel like there was a need for a redo. But I just think a lot of people at the end of the day felt like their voices weren't heard. So regardless of who you were voting for, I think people wanted to participate in this election, and they just didn't get the chance.
So there are 44 of these things, these soil and water conservation districts and areas?
Across the state, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is the Crescent that we're talking about here, number
26,
right?
Yes, and so
right?
that's Orleans, Jefferson,
St. Bernard,
let's see, St. Bernard, right? Yes, St. Charles and St. John, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lily. It's a mystery, but maybe if you find out more, we'd love to hear from you. Congratulations on your promotion. Lily Cummings, WWL Louisiana reporter, 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.